Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me.
Look, I know your place is a big hangout for football players. I know Hank Peterson comes in there a lot. So if he shows up, have him call me. Yeah, I know he doesn't like to talk to reporters. I'm not a reporter. I'm Mike Ditka. Hello? Jerk. Oh, who am I kidding? I'll never find him. I'll never get this interview. Life stinks.
It's a happy day. The sun shines bright and the world's all right. It's a happy day. Listen, I just found a $20 bill on the street. It's raining 20s from heaven.
Terrific, Balky.
And cousin, yesterday, the counterman at the deli gave me an extra slice of pickle. And the day before that, a butterfly landed on my shoulder. When will it all end?
I don't know. But I hope it ends soon, because it's getting on my nerves.
Cousin, what's wrong?
I promised Wainwright I'd interview this football player. The whole town wants to know if he's going to play football next season. I can't even find the guy.
Cousin, you know, when rainy days and Mondays always get me down, you know what picks me back up?
Tuesdays?
No. Helping others. You know, turning darkness into sunlight, turning frowns into smiles, turning fish heads into chowder. You should try it.
I don't know, Balky. Doing good for others never appealed to me very much.
Come on, cousin. Come with me to Chicago General and do volunteer work.
Listen, getting your mind off yourself and onto some other needy person who really...
Balky, I don't want to help others. I want to help myself. So go away.
All right. You need time to think this over. I'll be in the archives trying to figure out this damn quail thing.
Appleton!
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
About that Hank Peterson interview.
Don't worry, sir. I'm going to find him, I promise.
We've already found him, Sherlock. He's in Chicago General waiting to have knee surgery.
Well, that's great, sir. I'm on my way. I'll have that interview typed and on your desk before you can say byline.
Appleton?
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
You ought to know they're not letting reporters anywhere near him.
Well, that's that. We gave it our best shot, didn't we, sir?
You haven't given it any shot yet. Now get down there and get that interview.
But if they're not allowing reporters in, how am I going to do that, sir?
Maybe this will motivate you, Appleton. Just pretend your job is at stake.
It's working, sir.
I knew it would.
Chicago General, Chicago General. Who was just talking about Chicago General?
I get it now. The vice president doesn't actually do anything.
Balky. Balky, were you saying that if I focus less on myself and help others, it would be a good thing?
Well, are we feeling better now?
Yeah. Now, about this volunteer hospital job, Can you go anywhere you want in the hospital?
Oh, yeah. The volunteers get special passes.
So if I became a volunteer, I could get one of those special passes?
Cousin, you're thinking of becoming a volunteer? You changed your mind?
Yeah, yeah, right. Complete change of heart. So I could get one of those special passes?
Well, of course you could. Don't be ridiculous. We'll go down first thing next week.
No, not next week. I want to help people tonight.
Well, aren't you the eager Leave It to Beaver?
Well, I figure once you decide to help others, why wait? Let's go.
So, nurse, how long before this shot kicks in? I'd like to watch a little...
General anesthetic to remove a corn. What a wuss.
Is this Hank Peterson's room?
He's right over there.
Mr. Peterson? Hank? Hank? Larry Appleton, Chicago Chronicle. I know you're a very busy man, but just a few questions. Are you ever going to play football again? I didn't quite catch that. Are you ever going to play football again? Hank? 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 Wake up. Hank? Hank? Wake up. Hank? 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 Talk to me. Hank? Hank?
What's it, making friends already? One caring human being. Come on, we got to go now.
No, Balvin, we can't leave yet. But we came here to comfort and console the patients, and we do that by relating to them. Oh, look, here's a patient we can relate to.
Listen, I don't know how much relating Hank can do. Obviously, this man is sedated. See? Come on, we got to go.
Well, Balvin, people relate, awake or asleep. Watch. Hank, if you can hear me, don't raise your hand. See?
Wow. I've never seen reflexes like that.
Hi, Balky.
Hi, Nurse Bagley.
Why don't you change Mr. Barnes' bed?
I'll do my best.
I know you will. He's the bed changer of the month, you know.
I know. I saw the plaque.
Okay, Cousin. Come on, you take this side.
Dr.
Wittenberg. Okay. All right, well, let's get this over with. Come on, Mr. Vaughn, get up. We've got to change the bed.
Cousin. Cousin. I know you're new at this, but my trained eye tells me that this man is asleep. See? We've got to change this bed with him in it. I know the proper procedure. It's hospital-tested, hospital-approved.
Okay, but let's make it fast.
Okay, now, yeah. First, you gently fold down the blanket.
Okay, what can I do?
You can gently remove the pillows from underneath the patient's head. Now, the next step is to gently move Mr. Vaughn into a comfortable sitting posture. The next step is to strip the sheet from the bed. You pick up the mattress, taking care not to disturb the patient.
Okay.
You do that. I'll hold him.
Okay. Cousin. Cousin. This is not proper hospital procedure.
Get him off.
Ow.
You're starting to get the hang of this. Okay, now, the next step is to gently, gently, roll Mr. Vaughn on his side and remove the sheet out from underneath him.
All right, I'll hold him. You strip.
What?
I'll hold Mr. Vaughn. You strip. Balky, please, just do as I said. I'll hold you strip. I'll hold you strip. Is this too hard for you?
No.
Is that Hank Peterson?
No, he's the one in the bed.
Okay.
Excuse me. Could you help us?
Come on, pal. We can't do everything.
Wait a minute. You can't take him. I need him.
So does the surgeon. He can't operate on his knee without him. We'll be back for Mr. Vaughn later.
This is terrible.
Oh, of course, it's not so bad. I'm sure Mr. Vaughn don't mind waiting.
Listen, you know, it was so easy to get Mr. Vaughn back in bed after I found out that he likes to play Simon Says in his sleep. Simon Says, raise your legs. Put your legs down.
He's good.
Simon Says, put your legs down. Cousin, we can go now.
Balky, I'm not leaving until they bring Hank back.
Cousin, learn to let go. Hank is in good hands, and there are plenty of other patients who need our help.
But they don't play football for the Chicago Bears, and Hank Peterson does.
I get it? You didn't come here to have patients. You came here to get an interview with Hank Peterson.
So what if I did? If I get this interview, it'll mean a lot for my career.
But, cousin, you're doing a good thing for a selfish reason. That's wrong. Do I have to review the order for you again? First you do good things, then good things happen.
Belky, you know what your problem is? You're too rigid. I'll do my hospital work after they bring Hank back and I interview him.
Well, they're not going to bring him back, Mr. Smarty Trousers. He's going to the recovery room.
Well, then I'll interview him in the recovery room.
Good thinking, cousin.
Thank you.
Can you pretend to have a key?
A key?
Doctors use them to open the recovery room.
Someone else must have a key?
Nope. Only doctors and the occasional trusted Mipiot volunteer.
Balky?
Yes?
Do you have a key?
No.
No?
That was the other Mipiot volunteer.
Balky, may I have the key, please?
No, cousin. And I'll never tell you where it is.
Balky, give me the key.
When pigs walk! No.
Balky, give me the key.
Never!
Balky, give me the key.
Never!
Balky, give me the key or I'll squeeze your brains out.
Never! Never!
Oh, Balky! Balky! Balky!
Just kidding, cousin.
You'll never get that key!
Simon says hug!
Two can play at this game. Simon says, let go.
It only works for me. I'm it.
Balky, please, 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 I need the key.
Cousin, you promised to work for the hospital, not yourself.
Balky, if you help me, I'll work here for a month.
A month? Simon says, hug tighter.
6 months.
Someone says, let go.
Yo! Hank! Hank! Hank, wake up!
Hi, Mom. We're number one.
Wake up. We're doctors, and we need a little post-operative information.
What?
Are you ever going to play football again?
Well, you're the doctor. What are you asking me for? Balky?
Hi, Hank.
What are you doing here? Is it story time?
Not until after dinner. Hank. We were wondering.
Balky, please. Hank, my name is Larry Appleton. I'm a reporter with the Chicago Chronicle.
Cousin, I think I can help.
Balky, you can help by being quiet. So, short interview? What do you say, Hank?
I say no.
Well, that's it. I'm through. I'm finished.
Cousin, may I speak now?
You can do anything you want. My life is over.
Hank, he's a friend of mine.
Well, why didn't you say so? I tell you what, my doctors are going to be in a few minutes. Why don't you stick around and we'll find out whether or not they're going to retire my jersey.
You have a cow?
Appleton!
Yes, sir, Mr. Wainwright.
Great interview. We were the first paper to tell Chicago Hank will be back.
Thank you, sir. But I couldn't have done it without Balky's help.
Nice work, Bartokomos.
Thank you, Mr. Wainwright.
Well, you and Appleton make a good team.
Well, you know what they say. A bird in the hand will just keep pecking and pecking and pecking until your hand starts to bleed.
He helped you?
Oh, a lot.
Well, I don't know how you did it, but you brought in a big story. Maybe I should think about making this team permanent.
Permanent? Did you hear that?
Yes.
He's going to do our hair.
Yes, that's right. Well, Balky, it looks like our careers are starting to take off. This is a big day for me.
Well, it's a big night, too.
What do you mean?
Well, you go to work at the hospital tonight. You got your interview, and now you have to pay Peter Piper.
Hey, I'm happy to do it.
Well, that's a good attitude. Now, what would you like to do for the first 3 months? Mash down garbage or work on the third floor?
Ooh, that's a toughie. I'll take the third floor.
Bedpans it is.